Well, I think we have to think about we're getting no younger, and what will happen when we can no longer care for her? To sort of start thinking about what can be in place for if anything would happen, that myself and my husband weren't able to care for her, just through old age and general practical sides of us not being, well, maybe as physically able as we are, and this kind of thing, that our health deteriorates, then obviously we need more help with her, and probably with a view to finding a placement for her as she gets older. When she has a review, it's to say, look, we need to get something in place over the next 2 or 3 years, and to get her, you know, hopefully if something happens, that she would have already been used to. Maybe going somewhere, interacting, you know, that there is some other stability there, like the day centre. That what we would obviously hope is that she could become part of the provider, I'll put in brackets family, if you know, that she could be accommodated within their setup, housing and supported living. I think in a way it's essential, because otherwise, I think, you know, if something happened to us, it's suddenly how the problem falls back on the rest of the family who have their own independent lives and things, that there's a plan in place, or Becky's settled somewhere, you know, not losing contact with us or anything, but that something is there. I'm 71 and Bob, my husband, is 75. I think to a certain extent, social services are aware of our age and everything. We've had odd things said about this, but also I think because we've had support with respites and other things, that it hadn't become, you know, we've been managing. I mean, I know there is a sort of an emergency care plan possibly in place. That was done quite a long time ago. That Rebecca would, if she needs sudden care, it would be done through the respite service we have. And that would be the first port of call, that she would be treated as an emergency and go where she normally has respite.